Good morning, Lee.
Beautifully lit up Christmas tree on the front page. The iconic Christmas tree has been a bit of a change, a bit of an upgrade.
Yeah, absolutely. So for about 20 years, Ian Snow Nielsen has been getting up amongst the pines there to hang up those lights every year. It's a job he's held very near and dear to his heart, but we finally had a major upgrade. We've got some new lights as part of the local roads and community infrastructure program. Those lights are a permanent fixture now, so you won't have to get up and muck around with them every year. They will come on automatically at 8 p.m. every night, staying on till about 1 in the morning, and they can be programmed to do all sorts of different things. So they're certainly a great fixture to the main street on summer nights. It's fantastic.
Just keeping in the Christmas spirit here, we've got the Christmas parade in Smithton happening on December 10. Prior to that, though, there's a new venue for Stanley's Carols by Candlelight.
Yeah, it feels absolutely crazy that I'll be going to some carols on Sunday night. It feels like it's come around so fast this year, but that's all right. We have the Stanley Carols on December 5 being hosted at the Highfield Historic Site this time. They're normally at the Stanley Town Hall, obviously, in Corona times, not the most suitable venue. Even before Corona, the Stanley Town Hall used to pack out and down the street very, very quickly. It was always completely full. That's not suitable for now, obviously, so they've looked for an outdoor venue, and it will be at the Highfield Historic Site on Sunday night, starting at 7:30. Gates open at 6:30. So should be a good night to get down there and get in the Christmas spirit.
Bring your singing voices, bring the whole family, your own chairs and picnic blankets. It promises to be a great Carols by Candlelight in Stanley. Tell us about the launch of the Smithton Sustainable Living Hub.
Yeah, so the Smithton Sustainable Living Hub will be launching at the Anzac Park Playroom also this Sunday. They'll be holding a launch that will have coffee vans and the like there. There'll be music and raffles and free face paint and activities for kids. They're launching the Sustainable Living Hub where they'll have a community garden and a seed bank and also a repair cafe where people can go along and bring their goods that need to be repaired and kind of learn how to fix them as opposed to throwing them out and starting again, promoting that reuse and recycling and all those good things. So that'll be open from December 5, starting from 10 a.m. all the way through 2 p.m. will be that launch. So pretty exciting times down there for the team at the Smithson Sustainable Living Hub.
And a good turnout for the Tarkine Coast Progress Group's annual business dinner. Now that was happening at Tall Timbers.
Yeah, that was at Tall Timbers last week. The Tarkine Coast Progress Group organised that one. They had 103 representatives from businesses across Circular Head turnout into the function room there. It was a great night. The tucker was fantastic, as it always is down at Tall Timbers. And we heard from Dale Elphinston, Tasmania's first billionaire. He spoke about kind of how he got to where he is, how his company works, and how they survived the COVID-19 pandemic, keeping 2,900 people employed and paid throughout that time and all the logistics of that. So very interesting to hear from Dale and all the things he had to say. And it was a great night out in town with all the business owners.
And we turn to the back pages of this week's Circular Head Chronicles sporting section. And it's fair to say, Isaac, the Irish Town Shamrocks, they're still celebrating.
Oh, they absolutely are the Irish Town Shamrocks. They love to celebrate as much as they love to play cricket, I reckon. We had a pretty big turnout on Friday night to the Perry's Quality Meets 2020 Cup. That was obviously the grand final between the Irish Town Shamrocks and the Marawar Bulls, and it was an absolute thriller. The Shamrocks won the toss, sent the Bulls into bat. Matthew Sayward's been in fine form, 110 off 67 in the first game. He was obviously the big wicket. He came in at 4 instead of opening, which is a bit of a surprise to the Shamrocks. He smacked it around a little bit and made 62 off 38 runs before the big wicket was taken, and the Bulls didn't have much else around him. They crumbled for 122, and the Shamrocks chased them down, and they were very, very happy about it. So good to see cricket thriving in the region.
Good win to the Shamrockers. We can read about those stories in this week's Circular Head Chronicle, which is available right now. Thanks for delivering all those new stories, Isaac Pavosky. Have a great day and a great week.
No worries at all. Thank you very much, Lee.